K-Rock 955. The wash up thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator dealer. Tom King at the MCG, head of K-Rock Football's coverage of Carlton and Collingwood. Yesterday, Model Worry, a big win, 27-12, 174 to Port Arlington, 4-1-25. And among the goal kickers yesterday afternoon with a bag of how many? Five was Ricky Pettit, Mitch Fisher with four, and Boka Wemus with four as well. So a big win there for the Warriors. Their co-coach, Josh Finch, has been good enough to join us. Finchie, so important, the win, especially with other results during the day, but you picked up some handy percentage as well that's got you sitting in fifth spot. It must have been pleasing to put aside a way that you're expected to.
Yeah, exactly. And also the way we went about it was almost a four-quarter complete performance for us. So that was something we emphasised pre-game about starting lane and continue on with momentum. So Port didn't have the opportunity to hang around all game.
So the record now is 6-6. It's been an interesting season. I think of your six losses, I think the biggest loss is 25 points. So really, you've been in all 12 games of footy this year, which is something that can't be said for most clubs, but some of those tight ones, you haven't been able to get over the top.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you see these games, we kicked ourselves out of it in the first half of the draw, but that's footy sometimes. It was disappointing, but it's something we've emphasised as coaches as well, is to try to get better each week. And that's something, because sometimes you can forget that about doing that as a coach. So it's something we wanted to work on, obviously defending pretty strongly, but which kept us in most games. We just had to tinker with our attack a little bit, and that's got better over the last month. So it's putting us in better positions to win most games.
People will see Ricky Pettit kicked five goals. Hadn't played any footy for 3 years until he lined up with your boys a couple of weeks ago. I think a game back home in Queensland and then back to the Warriors yesterday, kicking five. And how often are you going to see him for the rest of the year? Have you been able to map it out with his commitments at VFL club Box Hill?
Yeah, obviously doing after qualifying. Obviously, he needs one more now. He's played two for us. So hopefully with six more games to go, he plays probably at least 50% of those. Based on what we're looking at, so it'll be nice for us. Yeah, star players, obviously. For him, it was just about getting up, played footy for 3 and a bit years, so for him, it was just about getting back and having that mateship and having fun again, which is something he's obviously missed over that time. I had a good game against Darwin Head. He kicked 1-4, I think, that game, but that really strong forward presence for us and takes a really good clunk and took a couple of hangers yesterday, which the boys were up and about as well.
Just not weighed down by the number 64 then?
No. It's just had a great time at the contest, and it just competes really hard for us when the ball's on the ground as well. So, start playing. It's obviously great to play with him.
And, of course, Mitch Fisher coming back into the side. We weren't sure how much you would see of him this year with his injury issues, but he's come back in the last month and his last fortnight especially, just proven how vital he is as a goal-kicking midfielder, kicking 10 goals over the last fortnight.
Yeah, I start playing as a competition. We always highly internally, but everyone does externally. There's quality forward presence for us. He's playing majority up there. But his timing and speed at the contest is really great as well. So he's finding plenty of footy and having his chances in front of goal, which is great for our structure.
Would be a Model Worry chat without asking how Nathan Ablett's travelling through the season. He seems to have settled in nicely into your system.
Yeah, absolutely. He probably took him a bit of time to find his feet as well. He had no consistent games of footy over the last couple of years. So for him, it was always going to take time. And playing with Paul McRae for us and starting to play some really good footy. And for Nathan, he's always very unselfish. He's a few times he's trying to go, we'd like him to go back and kick him, but instead, he always looks to pass off to someone else. But yeah, just his agility and footy nous is unbelievable to play with as well.
Yep. Can you give us an update on Luke Forbes? Will you see him again this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so he has an issue with his car and an issue with his groin as well. So he's been training the last 2 weeks. For us, we'll probably look at giving him another week of training and then playing post by maybe come back through the twos and just probably get back to footy fitness. The thing with Forky the last 2 years is come back trying really strong on the Thursday night. We probably jumped at it a bit too early to ask him, but probably thought, he's got to go. But for him, he just needs to come back and get matched fit. So we'll probably play him back through the twos, which our two squads going super at the moment as well. So a good position for us to, you know, have the club in both guys in good positions to claim GTs, get some minutes, and come back and play the last couple of games in the one.
Absolutely. Big one next week against Anglesey on the Sunday. That game last year, they were struggling, they were undermanned, and they got you. Sort of owe them one for that one last year.
Yeah, it was disappointing, especially standalone going on the home. You don't do it, you know, get often during a fixture for the season. So for us, yeah, we certainly own one. And we had a chance against them round three as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to playing them.
Absolutely. Finchie, great to catch up with you. 6-6, you hope to be a little bit more in front of the ledger, or in front of the ledger rather than square with the ledger at this time of the year, but you've been competitive and no doubt we'll be thereabouts when the whips are cracking come the end of the season. Well done on the win yesterday. Appreciate you joining us.
Cheers, King. Thanks for that.